Welcome to my channel. My name is Emmy from Emmy Evolving. If this is your first time joining me, thank you for finding me. And if this is not your first time, thank you for coming back. Soul told me to begin with an energy update. So what I got is that most people are probably experiencing some sort of energetic hangover at this point. Yesterday, the frequency was just insane. Let's get started. Okay, so this is telling me we come from a legacy of light, okay? We come from a legacy of light, and it's time for us to begin really remembering, really beginning to explore more than just this basic existence that we're in. When I say basic existence, I'm talking about a state where we function as though we're still in the toddlerhood of our consciousness, which we are. As human beings, that's like the toddlerhood of consciousness. We're trying to get up to this phase, okay? At least some sort of grown adult status. It's time for you to really take a look at what's going on, the ways in which you are creating both the positive and negatives of your life. People oftentimes will only take credit for the good things that happen to them. They won't acknowledge other people's contribution to whatever beneficial things. But the moment something goes wrong, the moment plans, you know, don't pan out, they're very quick to notice who else was involved, how it was co-created by someone else or with someone else. So just really begin to take stock of your life, organize. Virgos are very good at organizing. Organize your thoughts. Okay. Organize your opinions on life, because unless you understand what filter is being used to view life, then you're really not going to understand the root of your struggle. Okay. If the filter you're using is from a trauma that occurred when you were a child, yeah, that's going to be a really deeply rooted trauma. You guys are feeling drained because, and it's covering it in this first stack, we're bringing in energies from the upper world, galactic energies. And if you are not accustomed to harnessing, housing extremely high frequencies, it's just like working out. Okay. The high frequencies are going to go through your muscle fibers as bioelectricity. Some of you might feel this as like random twitching. Some of you might feel it as muscle fatigue, as though, you know, you did a lot of cardio the day before when you haven't, but not actual muscle pain. Some of you may experience this in your smooth muscles, meaning the one that you don't really control, like your intestines, a lot of like bubble gutty, things like that. So definitely, you know, the more difficult your symptoms are for you, the more you're struggling with the past few days, there's a high likelihood that that's an indicator that your frequency was at a much lower frequency, resting state. And so the higher frequency is not as compatible with your resting state. And so that leaves you having a much more difficult adjustment period. And really, that's all this is, an adjustment period. Okay. You're going to acclimate, and the card says it, adaptability. You have to begin embracing and really nurturing your adaptability. You can't allow yourself to stay in the mindset of like, it's uncomfortable. So I don't want to deal with it because it's uncomfortable. Well, if you want to get healthy, you're going to be put through very uncomfortable stages, physically, emotionally, mentally. You're going to have to learn to push through it. Okay. So if you live a very sedentary life, fuck yes, you're going to be struggling right now. Absolutely. Part of the reason why I'm struggling so much right now is because I can't do much physical exercising. Like, I have bad knees, so I can't just constantly do my legs. And I definitely can't do my upper body because my elbow's still out. So definitely been much more of a struggle for me this time around. You don't even have to work out hard. You don't have to lift heavy. You don't have to do it every day. You simply have to have movement. If you're not going to move, you're not going to disperse that energy. There's no pump like the heart pumps for the circulatory system. The energy flows kinetically. If you move, when I move, you move, just like that. It literally is just like that. So if you're, you know, feeling very fatigued, feeling very achy, you have to stretch. That means your muscle fibers were being triggered, very low level triggering, constant like this. And when that happens, there's a tendency, if you're not, and we have a tendency to breathe very shallow. Okay. If you're not breathing deeply, you're not saturating your body with enough oxygen. And if the muscle's constantly contracting, what ends up happening is you start building up lactic acid. I don't want to go through the whole process, but lactic acid, when that builds up in your muscles, you feel sore. You feel the breakdown. And so when you stretch, if you stretch and you rub it out, it's going to be painful, but it will release the lactic acid a lot faster. You won't hurt as much. But if you don't want to do that because it hurts, well, then you're going to have to deal with it, unfortunately. Yeah, it's harsh, but that's the truth. Okay. So you have to work on your adaptability. You're not being punished. You're not necessarily being attacked. This is about you really fine-tuning the way you function within your machine. This is a machine. It's a bio machine. Your consciousness is actually not anchored in the bio machine. The energy from your consciousness is what fuels it. That's why when you leave the body begins to decompose. There's no more energy to continue with the machine. Okay. So divine guardian, protection of the winged mother. So just know with all the things that are going on, all the shifting, you definitely do have protection. Again, you haven't just been forsaken. You haven't just been abandoned, tossed to the wayside and ignored, but you definitely will be triggered by this process. Just like how working out will trigger you. The triggering leads to a deepening understanding of where you need to really understand yourself better. The blocks, where those blocks are. Like people who are into physical fitness, despite the fact that there's this stigma attached to the physical fitness where, oh, all you're concerned about is the physicality. You're probably a very shallow person or whatever. They actually should be able to comprehend this. If someone just introduces them, it's the same thing with physical fitness, spirituality. It's the same thing. And you'll find that life, everything is basically the same thing with minor degrees of change in the details, allowing us to think it's something different when it's not. It's all the same thing. So card number 26, relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. For some of us, this darkness is going to be an internal darkness. This is the rise of our shadow self, needing to be addressed, not addressed in the sense that it's an evil part of you and needs to be killed. That's just the dumbest shit ever. Let me just be extra rough and raw right now. That's the dumbest shit ever. To believe that a part of you needs to be killed or destroyed or caged up or anything. That's the dumbest shit ever. That's self-abuse. That's self-hate. And no, that's not okay with soul. It's not. Everything in creation exists for a reason. If there's no reason for it, there's no use for it. It is not allowed to exist. That's just how creation is. Everything serves a purpose, including your dark aspects. Your dark aspects help to keep balance with the light. If you exist simply in light, and this is a very, very common practice in many spiritual groups, communities, programs, the whole love and light thing just needs to stop. It teaches you to fractionate yourself further. It teaches you to cause a perpetuation of spiritual segregation. If the universe is a stair-step creation, it's nothing but the same program broken down smaller and smaller, but repeating the same over and over and over, just like a fractal art, just like the Fibonacci sequence, just like crystal spiral. Okay, so you definitely need to begin checking out what it is your dark parts are trying to show you. These are not evil parts. If you allow yourself to become familiar with your dark aspects, you will find, I guarantee you this, you will find much of the things about you that are the most powerful. Your most powerful characteristics are hidden in those shadows. There's a reason we fear darkness. There's a reason why our power, much of our power, is contained within our shadow. Until you're old enough, meaning mature enough emotionally, mentally, spiritually, to begin delving into the shadow work, you are not ready to access that level of power. So there is a very real and good reason why the shadow exists and why much of our power lays dormant in that shadow. Begin exploring the shadow. And this shadow does not equate evil. That's a human construct. Okay, we're speaking in terms of truth. Yeah, no, a lot of the things that humanity believes in, participates in, it's part of a paradigm of control created by the false king of tyranny program. Okay, so you just have to be aware of these things, do a lot of introspection, a lot of exploring yourself. So you have to call this energy back to you, whatever energies you've dispersed. You have to call it back to you. This is part of the reason why we're feeling depleted. We need these reserves. Okay. It's like you're going on a long trip, you're driving somewhere, and you know there's not going to be any gas stations. And so you bring a couple tanks of gas, one of those containers. And, you know, you just figure, oh, I just have some space for more pillows and stuff and snacks. So I'll just give some of those gas tanks away. Good luck with that shit. You're going to be stuck. So now you've given many of your gas tanks away out of shame, out of guilt, obligation, all kind of different fingers of that hand of control cause you to give your gas tanks away. And now you're feeling depleted. This is the perfect time to allow yourself to pull in these very high frequencies from this 12-12 portal. The portal didn't close yesterday. From my understanding, it stays open until 12-21. It's going to be one hell of a ride. Yippee-ki-yay. So yeah, you need to forgive yourself for any inadequacies you might think you have because you're not inadequate. You have to forgive other people for the ways in which they took from you. No one can take anything from you, not with your permission, not without your consent. Even if it's silent or passive consent, you're still giving consent. You know, if you have cards on the table and someone snatches it and you don't say no, you don't take ownership of those cards. Hey, those are mine. Please don't touch them. They're mine. You're giving consent. It doesn't matter what they're saying or doing. Like, you could sit there and be like, well, they didn't ask. Well, you didn't take ownership. All right. You didn't take ownership. That's just plain and simple. You can't control them. You have to see what you did to co-create that, because the only thing you can control is you. All you need to focus on is you. What do you need to do on your end to make sure that doesn't happen again? Exactly. Woman up. Cowgirl up. Okay. The rattle. The rattle is often used in shamanic rituals to drive away negativity, the more denser energies. Notice how I'm not saying evil, okay? If you want to rise higher in frequency, dimensional level of consciousness, you can't carry the baggage of everyone you've ever come across. Start shaking that rattle, you know, shake it fast, but watch yourself. Shake it fast. Show me what you're working with. Card number 23, Aquarius. I know. Aquarius, I'm going to just keep saying this until everybody agrees with me. No, I do not have, well, I don't know. I don't think I have Aquarius in my chart, but all the Aquarius that I know personally that I interact with are fucking geniuses. They may have that, like, you know, really dry sarcasm and kind of just look at you like, are you stupid or something? But they really have a way of observing and noticing things that other people don't. Channel that inner Aquarius. Be more observant of your environment. Okay. If you're observant of your environment, it's much harder to victimize you. You have to really, really get out of that victim mentality. The only one that's really, truly allowing it. And this is not to shame victims. Okay. Let's not even go there. This is to empower you so that you understand everything that happens in your life is going to grow you in some way. Some things take a little bit longer than others for you to process so that you can get to the growth part, the empowering part. All right. And yeah, I've been through a lot of shit in my life. Okay. This is not coming from someone who has had a very sheltered life. I've seen a lot of shit, been through a lot of shit. And no, at no point was I ever victimized. A lot of horrible things have been done to me, attempted, but was I victimized? No, those motherfuckers grew me. It is through fire that I have been baptized. And if you think about it, in order to forge a sword, it has to go through the hottest fire. It has to be pounded. Everybody wanna be a fucking ninja, but nobody wants to go through the process of getting that sword. Everybody wanna be that VS1 diamond, but ain't nobody wanna get cut. Get out of here. Get out of here. You have to go through the process. You have to earn that level of being. Okay. And this is not earn as in, you know, status, ego. No, this is about earning the experiences that will gift you that depth of understanding, of knowing. Because you really, you don't know how strong you are until you have no choice but to be strong. That's how I know how strong I am. That's how I know you're never going to break me, ever, because I won't allow it. You can kick me down as many times as you want, but I'm not staying down. And the moment I get up, you're in big fucking trouble. Bottom line, not because I'm stronger than you, because I'm actually very small. Not because of any real thing outside of, I don't believe any limitations you're trying to get me to believe. I just don't. A warrior doesn't always have to be fighting. Mm-mm. The most powerful kind of warrior is one that's peaceful. Knowing how to fight, but not fighting unless you need to. I don't want to be a ninja. I'm a fucking samurai. Know the difference between the two. Ninjas sneak around just like that individual, sneaking around in the shadows, hiding behind the monitor. Samurai, up front, face to face. I'm going to look you in your eye while I cut you down. Okay, because we samurai, we live by the code of Bushido. You don't just cut people down just because you can. You have to fight someone only if they are a worthy adversary. If they're a toddler ass, no, we don't fight. That's not a worthy opponent. That's not worthy of my self-destruction. You're going to have to earn that. If you're going to destroy me, you're going to have to earn that. I'm going to make you work for it. And you have to live your life according to that type of mentality. If you really want to get through all of these cycles and stages of this really profound human evolution that we're going through, this portion of our human history is a profound time, more so than any other, because we are preparing to level up in such a way that takes us one step closer to our Christ consciousness, to our connection with our divinity. It takes us one step closer. So there will be a lot of people who will try and detract, who will try and distract. Will you allow them? Will you acknowledge the attempt simply to neutralize it, eliminate it, remove it from your path, and then continue walking? Are you going to fixate on that? It's all, you know, it's all up to you. You're in full control here, okay? You're full control here. So let's see what the next cards are. So it definitely goes back to the whole thing of patterns. These are patterns that we're going through. You know, people who come on the live streams, they want to try and be disruptive and they want to try and make a joke of things, which I love jokes. Let me just tell you, I love jokes. I do. But to try and make a joke of things in a disrespectful way, to like degrade in some way, detract. Yeah, no, that's your pattern, bro. That's not my pattern. No, you don't try and pull down humanity, the people who are interested in cultivating a deeper sense of awareness, internal awareness, that leads to an external awareness. You don't get to do that. Okay. And the reason why I'm very quick to ban is because no, this is a space where if you want to continue your progress, and we're not all going to be at the same place in life, in our understanding, in our ability to understand, our willingness to understand. But no matter what, you get the same level of respect. You come to my house, which my live streams are my house. First off, Code of Bushido, don't be a filthy fucking pig. Take your shoes off before you enter my house. No filthy shit in my house. And yeah, I'm a little bit intense with the energy right now, because you guys have to understand, I'm not pissed at anyone. You guys have to understand, it's okay for your spirituality to be expressed in a passionate way. You don't have to keep shrinking yourself and fitting in these neat little boxes in order to be considered spiritual. If someone doesn't understand, your organic process involves your emotion, involves your passion, involves you speaking in such a way that triggers emotions in other people. Through inspiration, not intimidation. Fuck them. You have a right, a divine right, to speak in whatever way flows from you, from your heart. Whether it be soft words, whether it be something harsh that carries with it the impact of the energy. That's up to you. That's up to you. That's your truth. And no one gets to tell you that your truth is right or wrong. Because it's yours. It's your life. It's your creation. Can you tell an artist you painted that wrong? That's their creation. Your life is your art. Take ownership of it. Be proud of it. Cultivate something within yourself. That's where it begins, within yourself. As a seed grows, it doesn't grow first on the outside. At first, it grows from the inside. Really, really take that in. And when it's done growing on the inside, it then has to grow through the shadows, the darkness where it's been buried. And if it's been buried, then you're seeing it in a negative mindset. Again, like it had no power. No, it was planted. That's a part of its purpose. Do you see how that little shift, the change in wording, completely shifts the perception? Do you notice the shift in the tone that I use? It shifts the whole message, doesn't it? Do you realize how powerful that is? That's a powerful thing. What you see before you right now is a peaceful warrior, able to fight wars silently or with words, or if need be, with the appropriate level of force. But no matter what, I choose who I engage. I am not at the mercy of whoever invites me to a battle. I've earned my rank as a samurai. In order to earn that rank, you have to understand you are the creator. You are a fractal of the creator. And once you begin to grasp that, you'll begin to understand the gravity of your obligation to those who don't know as much as you. It doesn't put you in a place that's higher. You're not better. You're just now more obligated to help those that haven't understood yet. And sometimes you have to use that infantile behavior and you know, communication tactic, because they haven't elevated their ability to comprehend. They're still in the toddler phase, so you still have to baby talk. I'm just saying. That's kind of just how it is. Card number 30, the perfection of your life. We all want to cultivate this image of a perfect life. What is perfect? What's your definition? When you think of a perfect life, what do you think of? The things you're shown in movies? The posts you see on Instagram? All of that is fake. Let it burn. Let it burn and let the storms come and put the fires out. Terraform the landscape of your mind, of your consciousness. Bring it back, strip it down, take it back to 0 point. And it's at 0 point where you finally begin to understand the whole point of this life is to ask questions, not master anything. people always talk about, you need to master this, I'm a master of that. The more I grow, the more my consciousness expands, the higher my level of consciousness reaches, the more I realize I'm not here to master anything. I'm here to experience an experience that only the density of flesh can gift to me. An experience of separation that will help me to understand varying fractals of my own consciousness that can't be understood without the added component of a sense of separation, an individuated experience. So burn it all. Burn it all and see what stays. See what grows from those ashes. People are so afraid of forest fires. I'm not talking about the unnatural government-created fires that occur every year. That shit wasn't going on when I was a kid. All those fires in California, that's bullshit. Absolutely 100% bullshit Hegelian dialectic. Look that up. Create a problem, offer a solution, implement it. Hegelian dialectic is psychological warfare. We're all afraid of fires. What are fires, though? Depends on what the intent is. If it's a forest fire, that clears out all the old stuff. And as the old stuff burns, yes, there's a lot of devastation that we see with the physical eyes. But when you allow the process, the natural process to continue, you see it's simply a cycle. Clearing of the old, the purging of the things that no longer are in alignment with the growth. And once they're no longer in alignment and have no purpose, as I said in the very beginning, unless it has a purpose, it's not allowed to continue to exist. So it's allowed to decay, and there's richness in the decay. As it decays, it gives itself back to Gaia. It feeds her so she can feed more. Notice that. That's the cycle. That's the cycle. So as parts of you decay, don't be afraid to lose parts of yourself, to shed. Shed the friends and the lifestyle that no longer suit your growth. Sometimes what you're holding on to is a trauma bond. It's time for you to stand still. Card number 52, experience a standstill. Experience a standstill. Don't be so afraid of what you're going to find that you just keep going. And I came across a really beautiful, really powerful quote that just hit me to my core. I'm a very busy person. Very, very busy. From the time I wake up till the time I go to sleep, and half the time I don't sleep much, I'm just constantly going, going, going. And I sit with myself quietly often too, though. But this quote was talking about how people who intentionally live very busy lives have a tendency to be afraid of the silence, of the stillness. And it's true. It's true. As much as I evolve, I notice there are aspects of things I thought I've healed, thought I fully addressed, sufficiently addressed. And there's a deepening of a need of a much deeper understanding of that very thing I thought I already fixed. And that's why you're never really going to master yourself. The moment you're done learning everything you need to learn in this life, the life is done. Plain and simple. The life is done. The moment you stop learning, I'm not talking figuratively. I'm talking about literally. That's when you take your last breath. You learn to the very last breath. And just because your conscious mind refuses to allow you to acknowledge this doesn't mean anything. But you're constantly learning. So allow yourself to do the standstill. Allow yourself to face the thing you fear the most. What's unknown? Okay. There's nothing you truly have to be afraid of. The things that you're afraid of are the things that your consciousness is trying to bring your attention to. That's what fear's purpose is. People are like, oh, you know, fear is just whatever. Ego needs to be. Everything serves a purpose. Everything. Ego brings your attention to the aspects of yourself that are not in balance, that are not in alignment. So everything about you serves a purpose. Everything. Okay. Card number 43, lunar eclipse. We go through cycles just like the moon, cycles of waxing and waning, fullness, all of that. There's so many different things hiding in the shadows. Lunar eclipse shines a light on the things hidden within the shadows. Okay? You definitely have to begin exploring your shadow aspects. Again, a call for you to explore the shadows, okay? Lady of Isis, priestess of the stars. Sirius is a celestial goddess, a star of unconditional love and wisdom at an extremely high vibration. It brings deep soul awakening, spiritual gifts, and a high capacity for divine service. Lady of the Stars is also an empowerment of all the other cards that have been pulled. She tells you to pay attention because something significant is taking place right now. Sirian energy takes the inner path and the spiritual healing journey into a whole new stratosphere. It is wise, ancient, and extremely high vibrational energy. It takes a certain level of soul evolution to be able to consciously register Sirian light and transmit it on this planet. The heart in question must be able to consciously cultivate unconditional love for it to occur. Unconditional love is not about enabling. It's not about crippling through a belief of inability. It's not for you to try and enable someone to love them in such a way that makes them believe they really can't do it on their own. All right. So this is about really understanding the truth of what love is. Love is both light and dark. In order for love to be whole, you need to understand love has the ability to destroy as easily and powerfully as it rebuilds and fortifies. Everything in creation is created in balance. Everything. Everything. In order for cycles to continue, in order for that balance to perpetuate, it has to have all its components. Okay? So just know that this is about finding all of your parts, because within you is both light and dark, yin and yang, feminine, masculine, solar, lunar, all of that positive, negative charge. And the concepts that we have taken in as our truths about negativity, about feminism, the feminine, I don't want to talk about feminism, the feminine, all of that, it's a very distorted half-truth. And one of the most powerful ways to separate, to segregate, to cause competition is through the releasing of a half-truth. Because you don't know what half you're receiving. It's hard to disprove. And everyone then gets in their ego and needs to prove they know more, that they're more right. Instead of being able to just sit and listen. Share of thoughts, consider. They have to prove they're right. They have to prove they know more. These people fighting about they have the right interpretation of the scripture of Jesus. Where, okay, first off, did Jesus text you? Did he explain that to you over wine and cheese? Did he? He emailed you? Did he give you the link where he wrote something about it on his blog? You watched his vlog, huh? His YouTube channel? No. And if we're really going to be truly truthful, yes, Jesus was a beautiful, beautiful individual, beautiful, did a lot for the people in his time, came from the consciousness of Christ, the Christos. Jesus is not the Christ, and I hate to step on religious toes, but you are in my lane if you're on this live stream, okay? You're in my lane, so if you don't want your toes run over, you might want to click out at this point. But I do believe Jesus existed. I do believe he comes from a consciousness of Christ. I believe that that Christ is a consciousness with many, many fractals, many. And a lot of the things he preached were interpretations of Essene beliefs. He was Essene. It's documented in the books. He was baptized by John the Baptist in the river. John the Baptist was an Essene. He was baptized into that. And it's his very followers that later, after his murder, launched a campaign to eradicate his teachers, the ones who taught him, the ones who guided him, the ones who helped him remain sovereign. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. And no, I'm not atheist. I actually grew up very religious, baptized and confirmed, having received all my sacraments, except for the viaticum, or something like that, the one people get right before they die. That's the only sacrament I believe I didn't get. Card number 9, what do you feel? You're comparing apples and oranges. These are two very different densities. Very, very different. And as you're comparing two different things, you see nothing but the struggles of this life. Where's the beauty in this? Are you truly living? Are you truly living, or are you simply existing, doing as told? Look at that leash around her neck. That's what that cloth represents, a leash. We've been programmed to accept a life in existence like chattel. I mean, these are things that you really just gotta look up on your own. Straw man, Admiral Law. We operate under Admiral Law, maritime law. No, we're not in the ocean. We're on land, but that's the laws that we operate within. You have to stop with the existing based on what you see. You have to allow yourself to reach that standstill. You have to change the patterns. Forgive yourself because you weren't able to know. And what Jesus was preaching about was about a state of knowing. His work was ended before he was able to fully complete what he was trying to share. In addition to that, a lot of the things that he was able to complete, they weren't allowed to be shared because they gave personal power back to the person. He was teaching Gnosis, G-N-O-I-S, no, G-N-O-S-I-S, Gnosis. It's when you understand the process of life. It's when you begin to understand. And in that understanding, you begin to free yourself from the limitations of the human consciousness and enter into a state of Christ consciousness. And as you enter that state of Christ consciousness, you allow your hope and your faith to blossom into a full-on flower, a rose of knowing. That's what it is. And they wanted all of this to be destroyed. That's where you got the Dead Sea Scrolls, because word had gotten out that the campaign had been launched. The Essenes were deemed heretics, blasphemers. And so a few got out before they were slaughtered. I don't remember all the details at this point, but that's what's being hypothesized. And a lot of the written scripture was hidden away in clay pots, sealed. And over time, that seal eroded, and then it was discovered in the 20s or 30s. So definitely, it's time for us to enter the sweat lodge. Okay? It's time for you to feel the heat. You don't necessarily have to be burned. Just feel the heat. Let the heat paired with your tears create enough steam to sweat out the toxins, the toxic beliefs, the GMOs, grievously modified opinions. That's all you got to do. Sweat it out. Just sweat it out. Card number 5, knowledge. Mm-hmm. Knowledge put into action. Knowledge applied is wisdom. We live lives, of acquiring all this knowledge that we never really put into action. We acquire this knowledge and, you know, it's just to earn a piece of paper. It's really just a piece of paper. And why do we do this? So we can show that we're better, that we're more compliant with the rules and regulations of this matrix of control. That's the only reason why. And if you think about it, why do you need a college degree? At the risk of sounding like I'm tooting my own horn, I believe myself to be an intelligent individual. The lack of college degree does not diminish my level of intelligence. It just doesn't. I will forever continue to learn because I choose to, because I want to, because I crave questioning and knowing. I have an insatiable need to learn. But I don't have the initials, the letters after my name. Does that diminish me? No. And you know why I made a conscious decision not to finish college? Not to not keep learning. There's a difference. There's a difference. Because I do still audit completely free college programs taught by Ivy League colleges for free. So I still have access to that higher level of learning. But do you know why I decided not to complete my college education, not to go to medical school, not to finish any of that? Because one day it clicked. Just clicked one day. Before I even really fully have formed myself and my thoughts enough to know what it is I truly want to do, I'm being forced into massive amounts of debt, ensuring my slavery, my commitment to my slavery, financial, social, all of that, before I even know who I am. And so I stopped. I stopped. Much of the people who end up going to college go because they need that piece of paper. They need those letters after their name in order to work jobs that barely pay enough to survive. Ain't that some shit? I know someone who's actually a really good friend who went to an amazing college. I used to sit in her class with her and write her papers. I didn't go to that college. I didn't have work that morning, so I would go sit in the lecture hall with her and take notes. Fucking weird. But I would write her papers. If I sat in class, I would write her papers. And I think the average cost for her engineering major was close to $100,000. For as long as I could remember, she worked. And this is not to bash her. Like, I'm proud of her for finishing college. I'm proud of her for continuing to work and provide for herself. But for as long as I can remember, she worked in the stockroom at Pottery Barn. Fucking nearly $100,000 in debt to work in a stockroom. I'm like, girl, what the fuck did you do? Shit. Are you kidding me right now? Oh my God. And you can't forgive college debt, as far as I know. You can't file bankruptcy and forgive that shit. You have to pay it back. You're enslaved. Ain't that some shit? So that used to be a major thing. You know, if I didn't have enough of a warrior heart, that would have crushed me, because in my culture, in my family, personally speaking, if you don't have a college degree, you fucked up. Straight A's wasn't enough. Growing up, straight A's wasn't enough. And I got straight A's. Why is that not an A+? So if you didn't finish college, that's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm recognizing I don't want to be a part of that system. I have no debt. I have no debt, you know? So definitely, talisman of potency. Charging sacred objects of power. What are you charging with your attention and focus? Because wherever your focus is, that's where your energy is going to flow. So you watch the news every day. You get scared when you watch the news. You get anxiety. You feel angry. Let's build walls. Let's bomb countries. Let's do all that really fucked up shit, because make America great. Let's defend our freedom overseas against a country who can't ever really possibly invade us, to be honest. You know, it's a little fucking speck this big in between fucking big ass mountain ranges. Let's bomb that shit because they're a threat. Because, you know, democracy. Yeah. This is what culture is. This is what our culture is. Seriously. This is what our culture is. You know, and then people are going to say, oh, well, the jihadists and this and that. And how are they being granted visas to come over to attend flight school? Well, who's granting them these visas? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, we go overseas for democracy. No, we do it to expand empire. This country is a corporation. Look at the flag. That's not a peacetime flag. We haven't flown a peacetime flag in a very long time. That's a corporate emblem. And for those who don't quite understand what I'm saying when I say we're expanding empire, a lot of your tax dollars are being allocated to programs that are specialized in destabilizing governments by funding, supporting, and training insurgents. And once that established government is destabilized, we go in under the guise of democracy. Hegelian dialectic. Say it again, one more time for the people in the back. Hegelian dialectic. Yeah, a lot of the major enemies of humanity, Gaddafi. Look what he did. Horrible guy, right? He built aquifers, giving his people access to clean water. He wasn't part of the Rothschilds banks. And, you know, his currency was actually, I believe, backed by gold. Horrible man. Horrible man. He needed to be murdered. That's what it is. Democracy. USA. You know? Yeah. Osama bin Laden. He's a CIA operative. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if that's been released yet, because usually they wait a few years after the operation has concluded before they allow public open knowledge and discussion of it. Yeah, crazy, right? No, that's our reality. Card number 9, genius. It took a genius to create a system of slavery where the slaves police each other. And that's what's going on. It took a genius to do that. So are you going to allow yourself to continue to be a part of that? Are you going to allow yourself to continue to be diminished, spiritually speaking? You know, just because you exist in this paradigm, which as long as you're in human body, you're a part of this. You are. I'm a part of this. As much as I don't want to be, I'm a part of this. So what happens? We take moments like right now, moments where galactic portals are open and access to higher levels of frequency are being gifted, delivered to your door. And you utilize that. You don't sit there and complain about, I'm having detox symptoms. This sucks. No, you push through that. You utilize that energy because it's not going to stay open indefinitely. It goes through cycles, just like the moon waxing and waning in intensity. So you use those cycles to push through, to level up. This is not about steps, baby steps, linear steps. No, that's a human limitation. You're more than a human. You're having a human experience, but you're more than a human. Stop identifying with the flesh. That's what the truth of spirituality is. The reunification of self and soul. Understanding you are more than your body, but while in body, you still are the body, as well as the soul. And once you can grasp that, not master it, because you're never really going to master it. Once you can grasp that, you can then free yourself from that linear path and begin taking the quantum leaps that are necessary for you to level up enough. And when you level up enough, you'll then begin to be able to naturally, organically practice mental alchemy. you'll become an alchemist. You'll still have the lessons. You'll still have the pain, because the pain is the delivery method for the lesson. And as you begin to understand these things and detach from the emotion, the human attachment to an outcome and expectation, you can then free yourself to rise before the pendulum whacks into you. That's all it is. It's a game of hopscotch. That's mental alchemy. As long as you can jump before the rope hits, you've avoided the suffering. Notice, you're not avoiding the pain. You're not avoiding the lesson, because the pain is the delivery method for the lesson. You're avoiding the unnecessary suffering. And if you're religious, if you believe in the whole Jesus thing, if someone so elevated was allowed to suffer so greatly, whatever made you think that you're not allowed to, that you shouldn't? Ask yourself that. If he was allowed to suffer tremendous pain, in order to realize, while still in body, the gravity of the consciousness from which he comes from, is it not only fair that you, of a lower level of consciousness, should experience a lower level of pain so you can understand, so you can expand your consciousness? Isn't that only fair? And once you realize that, that's part of the learning, you stop buying into this system of further control, the whole victimized, the whole, I'm a victim of my circumstance, I'm a victim of individuals, I need apologies, I need closure, I need forgiveness, I need to forgive, all of that, honestly. If you need that still in order to take baby steps to the next jumping off point, that's okay. But if you're ready to really release, just take that free fall back into your greatness, all of that's bullshit. You do wrong to me, I don't need to forgive you. You don't need to apologize. You did not victimize me. You served me in a way that only you could serve my learning and my growth. You served me. I don't need to continue to allow you in my life. Once I've learned that lesson, once you've served your purpose, I can release you with love. Do you need to apologize? No. Because I refuse to identify as your victim. I refuse to give you that acknowledgement as someone who was able to dominate me without my permission. I allowed it. I co-created that circumstance with you. I'm a co-creator, so we are equals in that circumstance. Does that mean you hold on to the anger? No, that means you acknowledge something happened. It made you feel a certain way. Let's process this. Why do you feel that way? What did it teach you? What was it supposed to teach you? What are you not yet learning that it keeps continuing over and over and over with different people? What is it? Find the answers to those questions and the cycles will stop. And then you'll understand. It was never anything outside of you. They were nothing more than external projections, external reflections of an internal circumstance. The battles you're fighting within you become wars outside of you. Understand that. And so when it's time for you to level up, if you're carrying the baggage of all these apologies you never gave, apologies you never received, closure you never got, those are all weights that you carry on your shoulders, on your chest, weights that keep you lower in frequency. If dimensions are composed of bands of frequency, and you want to get to a higher dimensional level of consciousness, higher dimensional level of consciousness equals a higher level of frequency. And unless you can reach the higher levels of frequency, you cannot enter that dimensional level of consciousness. You are phase locked. And that's why here on Earth, everything is phase locked, because we are perpetuating the very shackles that were created, the illusion of shackles that were created. The mental shackle is the worst one, because there's not even really a shackle. But as long as you believe there is, you will forever be in prison. And I don't care how beautiful your gilded cage is. A slave is a slave is a slave. A slave is a slave is a slave. Plain and simple. I've lived parts of my life in a very charmed way, parts of my life very temporarily as homeless. I have never felt more caged and unhappy than when I existed in a gilded cage. And I have never felt more free and alive than the times when I experienced homelessness. That's some profound shit. That's some profound shit. You'd think that, you know, if someone tells you they were homeless for a little bit, that it destroyed. I was like, this is fucking amazing. This is fucking amazing. Oh my God. Go wherever the fuck we want. Your phone needs to be charged. Free electricity at the park. Plug that shit in and play while it, you know, while it charges. You don't got to answer to no one. This is some good shit. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, was that a horrible time in my life? No, fucking profound ass realizations occurred during that period. So much stillness. You begin to realize how much you really overconsume. You don't need as much as you think you do, like electronics and all of that stuff. Like, you really don't. Those are all distractions. As I sit this beside a phone in front of a laptop with three studio lights on me, I'm just like, this is all bullshit. But hey, you know, that's what it is. You have to just flow with your life. You have to really allow yourself to finish processing that energetic hangover and then allow yourself to be triggered in such a way that the triggering grows you rather than instead continues to perpetuate the wounds that those triggers are rooted in. That's what being triggered is. It's triggering a trauma that you live through. It's triggering a remembrance of those traumas. And for many, when you get triggered, it's not necessarily about being offended. For many, when you get triggered, the fear from that trauma, all of that trauma gets reactivated. And of course, you will enter a fight or flight state. And so you will become defensive. You will be eager to fight. Your amygdala is overstimulated. That's where your aggression is housed. And if you look at what some of the electronics do, some of the video games, some of the TV shows, the news programming, all of the TV programming, they serve, even with flashes of light, all of those really cool scenes where things blow up and like the jump scares, all of those trigger the amygdala from either sound or sight. Ooh, 2M shit. Electrotonal waves, sight and sound. Used to trigger the amygdala, cause an agitation, keep you in a state of agitation so you're never balanced enough to be able to think clearly. Think on the shit that you're participating in, for real. I'm not saying this to tell you that you're wrong. I'm saying, do you know what you're participating in? At this point, when I watch a movie, I'm like, yay, brain trauma. Let's go ahead and be entertained. I'm pretty sure my family gets sick of my dry ass humor, but yeah, I do say that. Brain trauma. Let's go ahead. I gotta go. Shit. I gotta go, guys. Thank you for being open to listening to my thoughts, my interpretations of the cards. These are just my interpretations. You know, they're my truth, not yours. So you don't have to accept them. And if you do accept them, don't just accept them at face value. Just fucking Google the shit that I say. Try and prove me wrong first. That's not the point of why I'm saying these things. Like, this is to give you something to begin thinking about. You have to do the thinking. That's the main problem, is we are so fucking lazy as a species that we want everyone else to do the work for us so we don't have to be responsible for the fallout of the fuckery we've participated in. Fallout of the fuckery. That's a good one. Do your own research, make your own decisions. I'm simply here as a catalyst for the thoughts that lead you to the answers that you've been seeking without realizing what the question even was. That's all I'm supposed to be. That's it. Don't give me or anyone else more power than what I'm supposed to have. The only power you're supposed to give me is however many minutes you're in this live stream listening to the shit that I'm saying. And then you take that and you do with it whatever you want, and that's it. That is it. That's the only kind of power you should be giving me. Let that sink in. All right, guys, I'm late for all kind of stuff. I gotta run. Thank you so much. Please give this video a thumbs up if you haven't already. 77, 13, 33. Sorry, I got a little excited. I gotta learn to control that a little better. Numbers talk to me. But anyways, please do give this video a thumbs up. If you haven't already subscribed, please do subscribe. Turn on that notification bell. Join me every single time I'm live. Oh, I'm going live to talk with someone today. Hold on. Hold on. Jeffrey Doherty, the Christian whistleblower, is asking me to talk on his channel here on YouTube today at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I don't know what we're gonna talk about. I don't know if he's ready. I might have to brush my hair for this one. I might have to brush my hair. So look him up, Jeffrey Doherty, the Christian whistleblower. Apparently, he finds my content interesting. Now I gotta go, guys. Bye.